Shemaia, chroeso I Learn Welsh. In this podcast, I'm going to be going over 11 questions about discussing your holidays, which is going to be the foundation to preparing for your speaking exams. Question 1. Question 1. Beth wnesti yn ystod gwyliau'r haf? So repeat after me. Beth wnesti yn ystod gwyliau'r haf? Now repeat after me. Beth wnesti yn ystod gwyliau'r haf? So this question is, what did you do during the school holidays? So if you have a look at your answer, which you should already have written. If you haven't, trowch chi dudalen 2, turn to page 2 of the booklet. At the top, you've got the question, beth wnesti yn ystod gwyliau'r haf, what did you do during the summer holidays? AC, I went. So here are a few options. I lan y môr, seaside. I wersylla, camping. I aros gyda fy modryb, to stay with my auntie. Ar deithiau diwrnod, on day trips. I Ogledd Cymru, to North Wales. I Orllewin Cymru, to West Wales. I Sir Benfro, to Pembrokeshire. I Ddinbych y Pysgod, to Tenby. I Fro Goer, to the Gawa. I Loegr, to England. I'r Alban, to Scotland. I Iwerddon, to Ireland. Don't forget, you can mention any other things as well. Even if it's Caernarfon Hamden, Leisure Centre, Novio, Dringo, anything like that. What did you do during the summer holidays? Question 2. Question 2. AST Dramor. So, did you go abroad? So, when we're answering yes or no in the past tense, we answer do for yes or naddo for no. So, AST Dramor, can you say after me? AST Dramor. So, you could either answer do, AC. So, yes, I went. Naddo, AC, them. Dramor. No, I didn't go abroad. So once you've said do AC, yes, I went, you could then say E again, which is 2, E Spain, E America, E Canada, E Almain, E Swister, E Frank. I'r Eidl, I Wlad Groeg, I Japan. And don't forget, you've got the big list as well at the front of your booklet. So, AC Dramor, did you go abroad? Do ACE, yes, I went too. Then insert the country abroad. Or naddo, no, AC ddim Dramor. Question 3. Question 3. Gyda pwy esti? So, who did you go with? So, gyda pwy esti? So, you'd answer, AC, I went. So, we've got a few options. Gyda'r teulu, with the family. Gyda fy rhieni, with my parents. Gyda fy chwaer, with my sister. Gyda'r ysgol, with school. Gyda fy ffrindiau, with my friends. Gyda fy mrawd, with my brother. Or you could just say gyda Evan, gyda Alicia, any names like that. Or you could say gyda'r club rugby, with the rugby club, etc. So the answer would be AC, gyda, and then pick one of the options. You could extend by saying o'r enw called, and maybe you could talk a little bit about them as well to extend your item. Question 4. Cwestiwn pedwar. Sut es ti? How did you go? Or sut taithiais ti? How did you travel? So there's a few ways to answer this. You could say es I, I went. Or to start a sentence differently, taithiais I, I travelled. If you want to talk about we went or we travelled, you could say aethon ni. Or taithion ni, we travelled. So aethon ni, we went, taithion ni, we travelled. So a few options then. Mewn bus. Mewn train. Yn y car. Mewn awyren, in an aeroplane. Ar long, on a ship. Maybe you travelled by car and then aeroplane and then car again or taxi. So make sure you list the different types of transport as well to add information. Then to extend this answer, if you have a look at the bottom of Tudalen Pedwar, bottom of page 4, Roi the daith yn, the journey was. So you could do any positive, so cyffrous, exciting, anhygoel, amazing, llawer o hwyl, cyfforddus, comfortable, anghyfforddus, uncomfortable, ddiflas, boring, hir, long, or you could say byr, short as well, okay? And you could also add, how many hours did you travel for? Taithio ni am, so you've got un awr, so awr is hour, dwy awr, 2 hours, tair awr, 3 hours, pedair awr, 4 hours, pimp awr, 5 hours, etc. Okay, so don't forget you can express your opinion on your journey. Maybe if you've travelled by car and then plane or bus, etc., you could say which form of transport you preferred or how you would have liked to have travelled as well. Question 5. Ble arhosais ti? Where did you stay? Arhosais I, so I stayed, or you could say arhoson ni, we stayed. So the question is, ble arhosais ti? Where did you stay? Arhosais I stayed, arhoson ni, we stayed. So a few options, mewn gwesti, in a hotel. So don't forget, you could say the star as well. So tri seirin, dwy seirin, pimp seirin, however many stars. Mewn pabell, in a tent. Ar fferm, on a farm. Mewn tŷ haf, in a summer house. Yn ni Jack, in Jack's house, and obviously you can change the name. Mewn bwthyn, in a cottage. Mewn caravan, in a caravan. Mewn gwersyll gwyliau, so in a campsite. Don't forget, at the bottom of page 5, Tudalen 5, you can express your opinion. So you could have moethus, luxurious, cyfforddus, comfortable, quiet, tawel, hyfryd, lovely, anghyfforddus, uncomfortable, swnllyd, noisy, ofnadwy, awful, brunt, dirty, and another one which is not on there, glân, clean as well, okay? So you could say, roedd y, so if you stayed in a tent, roedd y pabell yn, or the hotel, roedd y gwesti yn. And then you can specifically talk about the room, roedd yr ystafell yn, the room was. And if you stayed in a hotel, you could describe the swimming pool, roedd y pwll nofio yn, etc. So different parts of your accommodation. Ar dudalen 6 on page 6, you can also discuss bwyd, food, roedd y bwyd yn, the food was, blasus, tasty, hyfryd, lovely, ofnadwy, terrible, drud, expensive, rhad, cheap. You could also talk about the facilities there, so roedd park yno, roedd pwll nofio yno, roedd cinema yno, roedd siopau yno, roedd tŷ bwyty yno as well. So you can add and talk about things that's there, and then you can say and the money in my opinion, Roy the Boyden, and things like that. Question six. Am faint ar hosais ti? So how long did you stay for? Am faint ar hosais ti? Ar hosais I, I stayed for. Ar hosais I, I stayed. Am pethefnos? For a fortnight. Am fis? For a month. Am wythnos? For a week. Am dair wythnos? For 3 weeks. Or am, and then insert a day. So all the numbers say exactly the same except for doi for 2, tair 3, pedair 4. So am un diwrnod for 1 day, am doi diwrnod, am tair diwrnod, pedair diwrnod, pimp diwrnod, etc. Question seven. Sut roedd y tywydd? How was the weather? So remember, the weather is feminine. So we would say, roedd hi'n, it was. So a few options ar dudalen naw, page 9. Boeth, warm. Braf, fine. Gwych, great. Aeth y da, quite good. Boeth iawn, very warm or boiling. Heilog, sunny. Stormus, stormy. Wintog, windy. Gymylog, cloudy. Bwrw glaw, raining. Ofnadwy, awful. Ddiflas, boring. Or you could have as well, bwrw aira. You could talk about if you've gone skiing. So don't forget, the weather's not going to be exactly the same every day. Hopefully, unless obviously it's sunny. You could say on which days the weather, what the weather was doing, etc. Which will add more detail. Question eight. Beth wnes ti yno, what did you do there? So you could have AC, I went. So a few options are dudalen deg on page 10. I'r cinema, to the cinema. I chwarae in a park, to play in the park. I dorheilo, to sunbathe. I siopa, to shop. I ddisgo. I'r disco, to the disco. I nofio, to swim in. I bysgota, fishing. I lan y môr, to the seaside. I sgio, skiing, anything you can think of. Okay? Don't forget as well, instead of just saying AC and then where you went, you could say chwarae I see, I played, nofio I see, I swam, gwylio I see, I watched, etc. And then add detail as well. Don't forget, you do different things on different days, so you could talk about certain days, so ar ddydd Llun on Monday. You could say also yn y bore in the morning, yn y prynhawn in the afternoon, yn y nos in the night. Okay, so you could say as well, usually in the night, because we do some things we do similar on holiday. So you could say, fel arfer, usually, yn y nos, bwyton ni, we ate, and things like that. Question nine. Beth wnaeth Mam, Dad, and ystod y gwyliau. So what did Mam do during the holiday? But don't forget, you can insert your own. It could be friend. It could be a name, Evan, Alicia. It could be Mamgi, Tadki, so grandmother, grandfather, uncle, auntie, anyone you can insert. It doesn't have to be Mam or Dad. So beth wnaeth Mam, Dad, and ystod y gwyliau. So what did Mam do during the holidays? So, aeth mam i'r cinema. Mam went to the cinema. Aeth mam i chwarae yn y park. Mam went to play in the park. So you could say, obviously, with your little brother or something. Aeth mam i dorheilo. Aeth mam i siopa, i'r disgo, i nofio, i bysgota, i lan y môr, or anything else as well. Don't forget, you can just do the verb. So, for example, if we wanted to say, mam watched, gwylio is to watch. We remove the last vowel and we add the ending for third person, which is odd. And in this case, it'd be odd mam. Gwyliodd mam film in a cinema. Chwaraeodd mam in a park. Mam played in the park. Dorheulodd mam. Mam sunbathed. Dawnsiodd mam in a disco. Mam danced. So you don't have to just say ace and aeth mam. You could say the verb and the correct ending as well. Maybe you could agree and disagree whether you like the activity that your mother did and whether you would like to do it, etc. Don't forget to express your opinion. Question dig. Fwyn hai iced tea pam. So did you enjoy and why? Don't forget when asked a question to say yes or no in the past tense. Do is yes. Na though is no. So do, yes. Mwyn hai icy, I enjoyed. Achos, roedd hi'n, because it was. O na though, fwyn hai icy ddim. No, I didn't enjoy achos roedd hi'n, because it was. And there's a few examples. Don't forget you can use your own. Gwych, great. Ardderchog, excellent. Buddgofiadau, unforgettable. Ofnadau, awful. Ddiflas, boring. Siomedig, disappointing. And also you can say ces i amser. I had a. And then you could insert, so amser gwych, I had a great time. Amser diflas, a boring time as well, okay? Or maybe you could do two sides of the argument. Ar un llaw, on one hand, ces i amser ofnadwy, achos, because, and a reason why. Ar y llaw arall, on the other hand, ces i amser ardderchog achos. So I had an excellent time because. So there was good points and bad points, okay? Question 11, question 11, question 11. Ble hoffi ti fynd y flwyddyn nesaf, Pam? So where would you like to go next year and why? Hoffi ni fynd I, I would like to go to, and then a country. So you could say, achos mae'n boeth is warm, achos mae'n wych is great, achos mae'n berth is pretty, or hardd, when talking about a landscape. Mae'n dawel, quiet. You say, achos mae digon i wneud yno, there's enough to do there. Mae llawer i wneud yno, there's lots to do there. Or you could say, aeth fy ffrind, your friend went. And the reasons why as well. Dyna ni. So that's all the questions that are in the back of your booklet, add Dali 93 on page 13. This is just laying the foundation. We will be adding extra detail, and our next steps now are practicing asking and answering and responding by agreeing and disagreeing and listening to our partners and expressing our opinion. Okay, so don't forget to listen to this over and over again. Make sure you can practice, make sure you practice asking and answering each question. Make sure you know how to ask and answer each question as well. Diolch yn fawr iawn am wrando. Thank you so much for listening. Hwyl fawr.